The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis has the Machokes Beisilo Beishamai. The Gemara talks about the three levels, Nerish Ubeiso, one candle per household, Mahadrin. You go by the number of people in the household, let's say 10, so 10 every day. And you have a Machokes Beisilo Beishamai. Do you go from 8 to 1 or 1 to 8? So there's a Machokes, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. What's Pshat in the Gemara? What is Mahajan and Mahajan? So according to Tosfos, Mahajan and Mahajan means no matter how many people have in your household, you light one candle, one menorah for the whole family, like the Minhag Sfardim. And the Rambam says, no, you end up with 80 candles. So therefore, what's ironic is that usually the Ashkenaz follow Tosfos, the Sfardim, the Rambam. Here it's the opposite. Here the Sfardim follow Tosfos. The Mahajan and Mahajan means one menorah per household, and according to the Rambam, you light 80 candles. And so we pointed out to Vilna Gaon students that the two reasons to be silly, the Keneged Yamim HaYotzim HaNeknasim, so that's what Tosfos seems to be the Iker Pistum Renesis, to know exactly what day it is. Well, according to Rambam, it's Malin Bakodesh Ve'emo Ridin, as long as more people know about the Nes of Chanukah, it's not, you don't have to know specifically what day of Chanukah it is. It's good to know, but it's not the main part. So at first glance, it seems like we follow the minhag of the Rambam. So we follow the Rambam, but not Toto. The Rama writes that it's true we have the same amount of candles, but the Rama writes, and our minhag is, that each person lights their own candle. So let's assume you have 10 people in your household, you have 10 different menorahs, you have 10 different people lighting, and you end up with 80 candles. The Rambam writes, the Baal HaBayis should light all 80. So what's this machokes here? What forced the Rambam to say that the Baal HaBayis should light all 80? Why can't this have share the wealth? There's a famous Brisker Rav. He refers this to the Gemara in Perek Yates, 19th chapter in Shabbos. Regarding the laws of Mila, the Gemara, I think it's Kuflam, and hey, in that area, the Gemara talks about Sitzin Ama'akvin, but Sitzin She'in Ama'akvin. There are certain type of threads, or the skin that you have to cut off for Mila, and if you don't do it, you don't get the mitzvah Mila. And then there are other ones that if you don't cut off, you get the mitzvah Mila, because you actually did the basic mitzvah, but you didn't do the Hiddur mitzvah. So that's called Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, Tzitzit HaMa'akvin. So the Brice has a case where it says that if you forgot to do the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, that means you didn't do anything, so you have to go back and do it. But what happens if I did the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, I forgot to do the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin? So the Brice says, if you're still involved in the Mila, whatever involved means, madam, maybe eating the bagel and lox is considered part of the Mila. But as long as you're involved in the mitzvah Mila, so then you can go back. If not, you don't go back. So what's Pshat? What are we talking about? So Rashi points out we're in Mesechah Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos. So therefore, really, it's the Heter. Really, Mila would be Usher on Shabbos because it seems to violate a Malach. It's just because the Torah says you got to do it, so you do it. Yom HaShmini HaFiru B'Shabbos. But that you only do the things that you have to do. If I can fulfill the mitzvah Mila without the Hiddur mitzvah, so then Rashi learns Kipshuto. The Brice is talking about on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, I can't go. If I'm still in the middle of the Mila, so then I can do the Sitzon Shein Al Ma'akvin. But if I already finished on Poresh, so then I have to wait in Pashas. I wait until Sunday, then I can finish the job. And the Rambam says a big Kiddush. He says, no, we're talking about during the week. Even during the week, one cannot go back. So what's the Pshat? What's this Machokas here, Rashi, Rambam? Whether one could go back on Shabbos, we understand. But why on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I can't go back? That's what the Brisker Rav explains. He says, because we have a concept of Hiddur Mitzvah that we want to glorify and enhance the mitzvah. So Shaila is, what is the nature of the din of Hiddur Mitzvah? Is Hiddur Mitzvah In other words, does Hiddur mitzvah make sense in a vacuum? Is Hiddur mitzvah only make sense when it's connected to the Maaser mitzvah? Or Hiddur mitzvah in a standalone, a walk-off, that's also okay? So the Rambam Shita is, Hiddur mitzvah only makes sense in the context of the Maaser mitzvah. So if you're Oseik in the Milah, and you're still not finished, you can go back and do the Hiddur mitzvah Tzitzit She'eino Ma'akvin. But once you've finished, so that's it. There is no Indian of Hiddur mitzvah in a vacuum. So, and in fact, by Milah, it's maybe even usher, because then you're causing a chabur, you're causing damage to yourself, and it's not b'makom mitzvah, so it's usher. So the Rambam Shita is, Hiddur mitzvah only makes sense in the context of a Maisa mitzvah. And the other reason I'm saying no, Hiddur mitzvah, maybe that's the ideal way, but Hiddur mitzvah makes sense even independently. So the Rashi would hold, during the week, of course you go back, but just on Shabbos, you know, and the Rambam holds even during the week, because you can't do a Hiddur mitzvah if you're not involved with the actual mitzvah itself. So comes along, the Bris Gorman and says, this Rambam is Lishitason with the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. Why does the Rambam say the Baal HaBayis has to light all 80? Why not split share the wealth? Because we know there is your beitzah, there's only one candle to light to fulfill your basic mitzvah. So the other 79 are Hiddur mitzvah. So the Rambam with Shitason, only the person who does the Maisa mitzvah could end up doing the other 79. And the Ramah says no. That Hiddur mitzvah makes sense even in the context of even independently, and therefore you can do a Hiddur mitzvah on its own. Afterwards, it has value. And therefore, according to the Briska Rav, that's why the Rambam holds only the Baal HaBayis lights all 80, and the Ramah holds that every person can light their own, because Hiddur mitzvah, they're all doing Hiddur mitzvah, but Hiddur mitzvah makes sense. Of course, one could argue on the Briska Rav and say, then no. Since I know I'm lighting, so then I don't have a mind to fulfill Hiddur mitzvah. I don't have a mind to be Yotze with my father's lighting or someone else's lighting. And maybe it's nothing to do with Hiddur mitzvah. So that touches on another fundamental machlokas regarding the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Is it a chovas habayis or a chovas hagavra? In other words, does having negative kavana, does it help? Because so if the mitzvah is that my house have a light, what's the difference what my kavana is? If a house has a light, so that's it. I can't say saying don't have kavanah doesn't mean anything, because it's a result oriented. But if I say it's a chovas hagavra, so that could be the machlokas, the Rambam, and the rest on whether one person can light. In fact, is whether it's a chovas habayis, a chovas hagavra. There's an interesting piece in the Or Yitzchak from Yitzchak Abadi, who has a big chiddush, and we'll discuss it more. We have discussed it. We'll discuss it more in the future. But he wants to make a distinction. He gets into the whole question of whether you have to mishtatev papruta. Could your wife light for you if you're not home? So he writes in Nira, Shavada yesh l'chalek bezman ha-gamara, shahayu malikin rak b'chutz l'farse ma'ez l'acherim. You make it bezman ha-gamara when they used to light outside the home in order to publicize for the outsiders. Uben bezman hazeh shamalikim ifnim. V'hadlaka l'tzarach ha-madlikin. And the one, when you light inside, it's for you, for the people lighting. Go l'farzim ha-neis l'rabim shabachutz. And therefore he says, bizman ha-gemara, so then it was on the bias. And you have all those halakas. But bizman ha-zeh, that's where he alludes to Tosus, and now it's inside, so therefore you don't have to worry about the people outside. You have all night to light. So he says, the mitzvah is to light inside today, so therefore perhaps it's no long, even if you assume you needed a bias. This whole discussion, you need a bias, it have to be your bias, but Rabbi writes, Bizman Azeh, that one doesn't need a bias, and not even your bias, because that was the change of the Takana. Avadji Yosef also has a whole discussion on it, where it's a separate issue, but whether someone who's being supported by his family, so even he could be in a different country, but you're not for Svarim, because it's one menorah per household. So if you're being supported by your family, so then you could go ahead and, like, you don't have to light and that's a discussion as well. You know, when you go somewhere, if you go to your parents' home also, so you're being supported, then that's the whole discussion about what about, this year should be less traveling, but when you travel to someone's house for Shabbos, should you mishtatef b'pruta, should you light your own, that's part of the discussion, but that's the answer you showed here. The machlokes to Rambam and Rama. Well, the Rama holds one person lights all 80, the Rama holds each person lights their own. Based on the Gemara, the Briska Rabba, hid their mitzvah, that the Rambam Shitashi Namaisa mitzvah can't be separated. So therefore, once you finish the mitzvah mila, you can't go back and do the sitinama einama akvin. And with Shitashi, and here, the Rambam, whoever does canon number one, must do all 80. And the Rama disagrees in the, that hid their mitzvah is independent mitzvah, or perhaps it's, maybe everyone agrees to that yisod, but the reason is because it's a chovas habayis versus a chovas hagavra. The Rambam holds the chovas habayis, so therefore, having kavana wouldn't help you, having negative kavana. And then perhaps, if we go with Rav Abadi's chiluk, that there's a difference between Bizman HaGemara, maybe he did need a bias, versus Bizman HaZeh, where the mitzvahs change, a new takana, so therefore, when not needed, has that to sit so Eliezer about soldiers or people on a tiyu, could they lie out in the tents or could they lie outside? So that's a major discussion regarding whether Ner Chanukah needs a bias or not, but this is the yisod of the Briska Rav, where the Hirda Mitzvah only works when it's connected to the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita, and that's the Halacha by Milan Chanukah, and that's perhaps the Nekudas HaMachlokas here between the Rambam and the Rama, whether one person lights or you have 10 different people lighting.